To be honest with you, I thought the world was going to end on Friday, so I didn't prepare anything to say. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. How many know no man knows the hour or the day? That's what Scripture tells us. It says when you hear people telling you the hour of the day, you can pretty much mark it. That's not the day it's going to happen. Matter of fact, the only people who ever, only person who's ever got it right, only reference that ever gets prophecy right is Scripture time and time again. If you don't know it, I just dare you to Google prophecy coming true in Scripture. Google that statement or something similar to that and see how many prophecies have been met and become true that the Word of God has prophesied. The rise and fall of kingdoms, so many things have happened, but the greatest prophecy of all was the prophecy that the Messiah would come and came. Today we know that the Malons didn't get it right. They did get one prophecy right. They were actually, they found out they were trying to prophesy the end of the world, but we know that that actually meant they were prophesying the end of Twinkies. That's really what they were prophesying. They got that right. Today we know that the prophecy came true that Emmanuel would come. For thousands of years, the children of Israel cried out and held on to prophecies that God would send the Messiah. Last week, we told that Christmas story. And today, I want to talk to you just for a few minutes, and then we're going to take communion together on the miracle of a Merry Christmas. The miracle of a Merry Christmas. And some of you say, you spelled Mary wrong, Pastor. And no, I want to talk about Mary's life. That's why I'm playing a play on of words here. Because the miracle that happened in Mary's life, that she received the gift of God, and God brought forth out of her the Messiah as a miracle. And today I believe that the Christmas story is still true, that God is wanting to speak in your heart and my heart and conceive in us a miracle, that he would allow us to take hold of the message of Christmas and it would plant something in us that God wants to do something great through us and in our lives. A miracle was conceived in Mary. Let's pick it up in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. God sent the angel of Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Today, as we realize a miracle happened in Mary's life, I believe we can learn from this miracle. Let's look at three quick things today. Number one, the conceiving of the miracle. The conception had to take place of the miracle. I love Mary's response to the angel. We see it here in Luke chapter 1 and verse 34. Mary asked the angel after he said all that to her and prophesied these things about her. This is Mary's response. "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby we're born will be holy, and he'll be called the Son of God. What's more, you are a relative of Elizabeth, who has become pregnant in her old age." This is a story about John the Baptist. Remember, her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant far after her barren years. Far after her childbearing years, she was pregnant with John the Baptist. So we see this prophecy coming to forth. "But she has conceived," talking about Elizabeth, "she has conceived a son, is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." We should say that again, shouldn't we? "For nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded. Look at her response. It's very key. "I am what? The Lord's servant. May everything you have prophesied, may everything you have said about me come what? Come true." And then the angel left her. I love this because Mary had to come into agreement with this word. She had to come into agreement with this word spoken over her. How many of us would have said, "No way. I don't care if you are the angel of the Lord. There's no way I want to put my reputation on the line. I'm a virgin engaged to Joseph. And now I got to say I'm pregnant by the Holy Spirit. I don't want that trouble. I don't want that reputation. I don't want those words spoken about me. I haven't even started my marriage. I don't want children. I don't want to start a family this soon. I don't want everything that's going to come along with the difficulty of this promise. She could have rejected it. But I'm so glad today she didn't. It says she received it and said, I receive this word in my life. Today, this is what I want you to do. That you receive the word that the messenger has given to you today. That you receive that God has a promise for your life. That God's got something better for your life. This is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Because the Savior has come to bring redemption. And I've got to receive that promise. Are you going to let Christmas pass you by this year? Or are you going to allow conception of the promise of God to come alive in your heart? It's up to you to choose. Is Christmas just another holiday aimed at getting our money? Just trying to rush around? Or am I going to slow down? Reach out and receive the message that you're hearing today. That Emmanuel has come, God with us, and he's come to change my life. He's come to bring forgiveness of my sins. He's come to impregnate me with a dream. He's come to give me a vision for my life. It's greater than what I know. Your hour may be dark today. Your time may be dark today. But the light has come. Will you receive that word today? Turn to your neighbor and tell him this one thing. Say, God has come to make you pregnant. My wife said, I do not receive that word. Hallelujah. He's come to our house enough already. Hallelujah. What I'm speaking about today is this, that he's come to impregnate us through the Holy Spirit with the gift of Christmas. And every one of us, he wants to spiritually put something to grow inside of us, that we would accept the Christmas message, that we would accept it and allow it to be conceived in our heart. The second thing we see about Mary is she not only had to conceive the promise, but she had to carry it. She had to carry the miracle. This wasn't easy. Let's pick it back up in the scripture. Bring that scripture up. Luke 1:39, we're going to read a couple of verses here. It says, a few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. And she entered the house and was greeted by Elizabeth. Elizabeth gave a glad cry, and she said to Mary loudly, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord would visit me? I love this. Look what she says here. When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped, talking about John the Baptist, while he was still in the womb. When Mary came and greeted him, that John the Baptist jumped in her womb. It says he jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord. See what she said? You're blessed, Mary. Why? Because you conceived. You chose to accept the dream, the message of the Lord. And you have believed what the Lord would do, what he said. Look at Mary's response. And she goes on to say many things, but I love this first line of what she says. My soul magnifies the Lord. Let me tell you this. When God puts a dream in your heart, when God conceives a dream in your heart today, I love that she went to Elizabeth. Out of all the people she could have went to, why did she rush to Elizabeth? Because God had already conceived in Elizabeth, John the Baptist. God had already done a miracle way beyond their childbearing years. He allowed them to become pregnant with John the Baptist. And so when Mary chose to go share the good news, who did she share it with? Did she share it with a couple of stinking brothers who would throw her in a pit and sell her off as slaves? No, she goes to Elizabeth. We can learn a lot about that story. She goes to Elizabeth, the one person who could identify with her. Nobody else could identify. Oh, yeah. If she went to anybody else, they would say, yeah, right, Mary. There goes Mary. The girl who you know who has got a reputation. The girl you know who gets around. There goes Mary, the girl, she says it's the Holy Spirit. Poor girl. She thinks she's all that. She thinks the Holy Spirit's going to use her. She thinks the angel came to her. Everybody else would have been killing her dream, but she chose to surround herself with the one person who could say, Mary, you're a blessed woman because you have chosen to believe what God has put in your heart. Look what she says. How am I honored to have the mother of the Savior in my house? Jesus wasn't even born yet, but Elizabeth was already coming into agreement with the prophecy. See, when you're trying to conceive a dream and you're trying to carry a dream, you can't hang around the turkeys and expect to soar with the eagles. It ain't going to happen. You got to get yourself around people who are going to look at you and say, yeah, everybody else sees you for your past, but I see greatness in you. I see the dream that God's put in your heart. I see the vision that God's given for your life. And I see that God wants to restore. God wants to multiply in your life. And I see great things in your life. As Christians, that's what we're called to do with our brothers and sisters, man. We're called to edify. We're called to bring out and call out the things of God in each other's lives. So today, as your pastor, or maybe you're visiting today, I still speak to your life and say, I look right into your heart today. And I say, I see the things of God that God wants to do in your life. And it is great. He wants to break some chains in your heart. He wants to break some family curses in your life. He wants you to start a new tradition. He wants you to let go of the person you used to be. And God is calling you out to great things. But it's up to you to choose to accept that message and to carry that message. Look what she did. It says that she, what? Her response was, my soul does magnify the Lord. I love that. That Mary chose to magnify the Lord. She didn't choose to say, oh, my soul was worried about my reputation. My soul was worried about this problem. When we concentrate on our problems, what happens to our problems? They grow, don't they? They get big. But when we concentrate on the solution looks bigger. When we magnify how big God is in our life, we begin to shrink. Well, Pastor, when I focus in upon what I've done in my past, when I focus in on the mistakes I've made in 2008, when I focus in on the person I used to be, yeah, you're going to stay there because you're focusing upon the wrong thing. When you come like Mary and say, my heart chooses to receive the word of the Lord. My heart chooses to magnify how big God's grace is in my life. When my heart chooses to say, God, I accept your forgiveness, and my heart chooses to magnify who you are in my life, you become bigger than any problem I have. You become bigger than my past. You become bigger than the things I'm facing. Oh, I choose to magnify the Lord. Mary chose to conceive and to carry. And the last point here, we see where Mary chose to do one other thing. She chose the completion of the miracle. I love this. Look what it says here as we finish out part of the story in Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in the swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Today, I want you to know that God wants to complete the miracle he's planning in your heart today. And it's up to you to say, you know what? I'm not going to stop. It was not easy. It wasn't easy for Mary to make that 80-mile trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. 9 months pregnant. Wasn't going to be easy. She didn't just get on the subway. She didn't just take the bus. She didn't lay down in the back of the van. She either rode a donkey, a camel, or more likely probably walked it at 9 months pregnant. Can you believe that? Several days journey on a very narrow obstacle-filled road that was very crowded because of the season they were in. It was a difficult journey at 9 months pregnant. It was difficult when she got there and there was no place for her to even lay down. All the rooms were filled. It was difficult when she was asked to go out and sit in a stable inside the backside of a mountain somewhere in a cliff under a rock with the other farm animals. It wasn't easy as she had to take her baby and lay him in a feeding trough. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy seeing him grow up. And at the age of 30, saying, I've got to go into ministry. And as he goes into ministry, people reject him. People mock him. People do not accept him as the Messiah. It wasn't easy seeing your son go through all that. It wasn't easy seeing her son, Jesus, willingly take the stripes upon his back as he stood in the place of our sin. It wasn't easy that she saw her son be stretched out upon the cross with nails in his hands and feet. It wasn't easy when they pulled his dead body off of the cross and laid him at the feet of Mary and wrapped him in his grave clothes. It wasn't easy when they put him in the tomb and rolled the tomb back over the closing. But how many know Mary was so thankful that in 3 days later, that when the resurrection of her son came, everything she had ever experienced, all the pain, all the drama, all the hurt to her reputation, she didn't think 1 minute about that. But she was rejoicing just like you and I, thinking that the Savior had come and that the dream was fulfilled in her life, no matter how difficult it was to see. And today, God wants the dream to come alive in your heart. Don't give up. It may be tough. It's tough when you begin to say, you know what, I'm leaving the old man I used to be, and I'm going to follow after Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give up. I want you to watch this video, Be Born in Me, as we see the conception of the birth happening in Mary's life.